Broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, a happier, happy hour. It's glorious, Dom, because we're inching through birthday week.
It's birthday week. I can't wait.
Nor I. And you can always be a part. You can celebrate the political party. It starts with you. 844-967-2789. Dom. Lordy, there's tapes. Justice Alito, you know, the guy with the wife with the very strong opinions and flagging
upside down. Yeah.
Apparently,
supporters of the J6 people, allegedly. Yes. What about that guy?
Apparently, he did an interview, and there's some tapes, Dom. And according to the Washington Post, Justice Alito talked about political divide on purported secret recordings. Recorded by a liberal filmmaker, the audio shows how hardball political tactics have landed at the court. Oh, he's all in, Dom. Already facing criticism for politically charged flags seen flying at his homes, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito came under fresh scrutiny today following an unusual sting operation in which he appears to have been secretly recorded discussing America's political divide. A liberal documentary filmmaker posted on Twitter a recording she said she made of Alito while posing as a religious conservative at the Supreme Court Historical Society annual dinner at the High Court in D.C. on June 3rd. After prodding, she captured Alito saying, "One side or the other is going to win. The nation's polarized politics," and endorsing her contention that the nation needs to return to godliness.
Oh, my God.
The recording is extraordinary in the sense that it marks a type of hardball political tactic being deployed against the High Court that had previously been seen on the campaign trail or sting efforts by groups like Project Veritas. The recording was first reported by the Rolling Stone, Dom. In the audio, the filmmaker Lauren Windsor, wasn't she the one that got Ron Johnson to do the math of how Donald Trump lost the state of Wisconsin by 51,000 votes, but, you know, didn't stop him from participating in the January 6th?
Well, of course not. You got to support your party no matter what, even if it's over country and constitution.
In the audio, the filmmaker Lauren Windsor is heard saying to Alito she doesn't think we can negotiate with the left to end the nation's polarization, that religious conservatives need to win, air quotes. Alito replied, "I think you're probably right. On one side or the other, one side or the other is going to win. I don't know. I mean, there can be a way of working, a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult." I mean, he's already demonstrated he can't live together peacefully with the neighbors, not Dom.
Not at all, man.
Continuing his quote, "But it's difficult, you know, because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. They really can't be compromised. So it's not like you're going to split the difference. No splitting the baby, Alito." Windsor later told Alito, "People who believe in God have to keep fighting to return our country to a place of godliness." "I agree with you," Alito was heard saying. "I agree with you." Dom, an AI detection tool run by the nonprofit Truth Media, True Media, my bad, said it found little evidence the audio clips released on Twitter were AI-generated. Windsor did not immediately share the full recordings with the Washington Post, so the authenticity of the audio could not be independently verified. And request for comments by Alito Chief Justice Roberts. Well, what do you know, Dom? They're not returning messages at this time.
Oh, no? Crudy James Duff, the executive director of the Supreme Court Historical Society, lamented the recordings in a statement. We condemn the surreptitious recording of justices at the event, which is inconsistent with the entire spirit of the evening. Okay, but what about what the guy said? Windsor also released audio of a conversation she made with Alito at the same event in 2023. He said the court had not been able to identify the leaker of the Dobbs opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, adding, you can't name somebody unless you know for sure, and saying the court did not have the power to subpoena testimony and records.
That's why he never testified to the fact he's the leaker.
He was the one, man.
I suspect.
He ordered the code red, perhaps. Alito also blamed the media, that's you, Crudy, for eroding trust in the court in the recording. Gallup opinion polls show regard for the court has dropped significantly in recent years, and it remains near record lows. They do nothing but criticize us, Alito said of the press.
Guilty.
I mean, when you overturn 50 years of precedent because you got your super god majority, yeah, I mean, it kind of goes against things that I was brought up to believe, Alito. His unguarded comments were in contrast to those of Roberts, who was also secretly recorded at the 2024 event by Windsor. Roberts repeatedly declined to wade into political discussions despite prompting by the filmmaker. Well, Roberts kept his mouth shut. Windsor suggested at one point the court has a duty to put the nation on a moral path, but Roberts rejected that idea. Would you want me to be in charge of putting the nation on a moral path? He said, that's for people we elect. That's not for lawyers. I actually like that statement, Roberts. He also batted down a suggestion by Windsor that the United States was a Christian nation, citing the perspectives of Jewish and Muslim friends.
Slow down. As long as you leave out the atheist.
Come on. This is what I'm saying. Where do I fit in on this thing, man? You know, for real. You got to, oh, moral this and Christian that and godly. What? Really? I mean, most people, if you look at the totality of humanity and even those alive on this earth today, whatever your religion, be the big ones, the main ones that we all know of, or all the little ones that might come up and pop up and whatever. Most people on the earth don't believe what you believe in. You see what I'm saying? Most people are atheists to the religion they're not part of. We're all atheists. I just take mine, your religion, further. So where are the non-believers? Everyone's a non-believer to some degree. You know what I'm saying?
You're such a smart ass. But go ahead.
Come on, man. I'm for real about this. This is fundamental. It bothers me to my core.
Yeah, you and Alito should go to a cocktail party together.
You know what I'm saying? Windsor said in an interview she felt compelled to make the secret recordings because she feels the court has been unaccountable since news broke of lavish, unreported free travel being given to justices by wealthy friends and allies. As we'd like to remind our other friends who talk about, you know, free college or free tuition or free food stamps. Nothing's free, right? It's not free. Somebody paid for it. You're implying the value of it.
There's strings attached when Thomas gets $4 million in free gifts. They're free.
What's the problem? I won them. Hey, I got a lot of rich friends. She also recorded Alito and Roberts during a cocktail reception before the annual dinner. They are shrouded in secrecy, and we have seen them be willing to overturn longstanding precedent in ways that are really extraordinary. Americans are really at this crossroads of, do we continue with a secular democracy? Yes! Or do we let conservative majority take us down a path of Christian theocracy? We know where that leads. The release of the audio comes after the flag controversies had led Democrats to question Alito's political impartiality. They called on Alito to recuse himself from a pair of high-profile J6-related cases after an upside-down flag was flown in Virginia home. We know that story. Alito has declined to recuse himself, saying it was his wife. It was the wife. What am I going to do? It's my wife. I can't do anything. He says she raised the upside-down flag after a neighborhood dispute, and the couple were unaware of the Appeal to Heaven flag in association with the Stop the Steal movement. Both flags had long histories and other meanings not associated with J6. And I would point out, we, as we discussed last week, those timelines and assertions don't match. So it's all BS. But I'll continue from the Washington Post. Steve Vladek, a law professor at the University of Texas, who closely tracks the work of the court, said the secret recordings of two justices during an event at the court reinforce the ways in which the justices and institution have become inseparable from and subject to all aspects of contemporary political maneuvering. Oh, you mean like when you take a guy to Bali on your boat for like $500,000? You think that is that influencing anything? Or is that just, hey, I'll meet you at the coin for a beer? I am sad that
I'm sure he brought his own night crawlers.
I'm sad to say we've reached a point where the justices are getting caught in these gotcha moments. But if there's nothing to get, then this wouldn't be a story, he said. He said his, in his view, Alito clearly engaged in inappropriate commentary. Judges aren't supposed to have an opinion about whether someone is going to win. Winning is not their job. Vladek said he was most surprised that Alito would be so unguarded at a time when he is already under scrutiny and at a historical society event that is already part of this narrative about conservative justices being too cozy.
What do you think he says? What do you think he says down at the locker room?
This is what I'm saying. A little bit more. The annual dinner 24 cost $500 a ticket and was to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the nonprofit organization that preserves and collects the history of the court. The group and its annual dinner was the subject of a 2022 article in the New York Times detailing how donors have sought to use it to gain access to the justices. In his statement, Duff, the society's executive director, said, attendees are advised that discussion of current cases, cases decided by current city justices, or a justice's jurisprudence is strictly prohibited and may result in forfeiture of membership from the society.
Does that include Alito's membership in the society? Because yeah. He took the bait, man. He ate saying. That nightcrawler.
That's he partook in that. Does he get to forfeit his membership? Is that the risk? And if you don't get caught, did it really happen? I mean, come on. And this is not Veritas. Now, assuming, and I believe this, she's had other recordings out there as well, that this is accurate, this is real, this is not some sort of AI, I find it very problematic. And a continuation of the stories that we have seen, the corruption, right? The partisanship of the court. And here is it in black and white. You can listen to it. I retweeted some of it on the Devil's Advocate's Twitter page at Devil Radio. You can check that out anytime.
Don't believe your lying eyes. Only believe the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. Oh, yeah. Trump celebrating the January 6th rioters. It's horrendous what they're doing to those poor people.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Devil's Advocate Radio. Cell phone lines open. The party line, 844-967-2789. Talk or text.
Dominic, I've been checking in on the text line. And Jeff, the trash texter from Shorewood, text in. No, Crudy, you seem to say that old people died in the heat at a Trump rally in the heat. Maybe I misheard you. I'm effing old. Here is, as it's being reported by Fox 5 Las Vegas, 6 hospitalized for heat-related injuries during a Trump rally in Las Vegas. I had not seen whether or not there was something more serious than that. Extreme heat sends 11 to hospital at a Trump rally in Arizona. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
16 and
that,
people.
That was me, Jeff. I was speculating. Perhaps I thought I saw that. I did some research on that as well. Did not see a confirmation that anybody actually died at either in Arizona or in Nevada. But certainly many, many people hospitalized and many people using the cooling tents and, you know, having issues of other sorts. But fortunately, no deaths, but not that Trump gives a damn.
Well, we've got Trump's statement, at least one of them. In Las Vegas. Now would be a good time to play it for the people. Rich, Trump in Vegas.
By the way, isn't that breeze nice? Do you feel the breeze? Because I don't want anybody going on me. We need every voter. I don't care about you. I just want your vote. I don't care. See, now the press will take that and they'll say, he said a horrible thing.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing. There's no punchline. Where's the punchline? It's just entirely in context. I mean, and when he says it, believe it. You know what else he did, Curdy? He read the frickin' snake thing again. Remember the snake?
I am the snake and I will bite you.
He's telling you. When he gives you the analogy of the snake biting the person that saved it, and then the snake and the person says, why'd you do that? And the snake says, because I'm a snake. He is telling you. I mean, he can't be more clear, more concise than the man has ever been in his life. When he tells you the snake story, he's talking about himself, because Trump always talks about himself. It's up to you. He plays. You can't always get what you want. The Rolling Stones. You know, he's talking about it. He does these things.
He's trolling you on purpose.
He totally is, man. When they tell you who they are, believe them the first time. And I was witness, Crudy. We were there live in the room when he read one of those snake things. Man, that was the weird. I was like, what the hell is this guy? And it took like 10 minutes. And he really got into it, man. He was very excited to tell you the snake story. I'm thinking to myself, this is insanity. You're the snake. You're the one biting everybody who does not, kowtow, who does not follow you to the degree that you must insist. They must be obedient to you. He is the snake. And he did it again in Vegas.
I don't care about you. I just want your vote. I don't care. A direct quote of 34-time convicted felon Donald Trump.
Now, when Trump goes out and says, "Now
in Vegas over the weekend,"
he's going to say this is something terrible. Okay, right? Yes, I think that's a terrible thing to say. I mean, it's a terrible thing to feel. How do you not care about it? I mean, of course, Trump doesn't care about anybody because Trump's a narcissist to the nth degree. Trump is Trump. Yes, of course he doesn't. He doesn't have it within him. So when he tells you, I don't think he does. I mean, look at anyone who's ever worked for him. Anyone who's ever supported him. You go cross with him, out. You're out the door. Loyalty goes one way with Trump. He does not care about you.
Well, my math says 17 hospitalizations at the two Trump, desert rallies over the course of the weekend, the Arizona and the Vegas. But, he doesn't care about you so much as your vote. He needs your vote. Called the prosecutor a dumb son of a bitch. Well, I've called you that once or twice, damn. Yeah, 844.
Not the swearing.
967-2789. Also, not going to pay for the teleprompter because it's crappy or some variant thereof that Trump apparently said over the weekend, damn. But that's the least of his criming. So what were you going to say?
Who's the head of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin?
Brian Schimming.
Brian Schimming.
Not to be confused with the former Attorney General AG candidate Brad Schimmel.
No, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel.
Oh, yes.
Was the AG, yeah. Schimming, I saw recently because, of course, Wisconsin Democratic Party, they had their convention here in Milwaukee over the weekend. And Tony Evers got up and, said a couple of swear words and got the crowd going. And Schimming was like clutching his pearls. Oh, my God. He's swearing. I'm like, my God, if you listen to Trump's rally today. And number two, if swearing is your biggest concern after an attempted insurrection, which I'm pretty sure you were part of, Brian, you have your priorities in whack.
Tony said effectively he gets crap done. I've used that very same line with the profane substitution. 844-967-2789. No one's ever accused you of getting crap done, Dom. Gary from Sussex. Welcome, Gary. How's it been, fella?
Hey, Gary.
Dom is getting really excited today.
And that turns you on a little bit, doesn't it, Gary? Yeah.
You got any pushback on anything I said, Gary?
Well, the fact is, if you guys weren't so worried, you wouldn't get so mad. But that's not my call.
I'm an atheist, Gary. I don't believe that we're a Christian nation. I don't want, some fundamentalist Christians
freedom deciding from how religion.
Yeah, man, come on. You should have the right to practice your religion. I should have the right to practice my religion, which is no religion. And we shouldn't be pushing our religion onto anybody. How do you feel about that, Gary? Is that freedom? Is that a good way to exist?
I just want to know, when you were born, were you ever baptized? Were you born in a Christian home, or was your parents?
I was, yes. Oh, come on, I was Italian, man, of course.
Do you renounce Satan and all his works?
You know what? That's part of my point, Gary. You are religion's cultural, man. If you were born on the other side of the earth, you'd believe whatever religion you were born into as fervently as you do your Christianity.
Yeah, but Jesus lives in my heart. But the reason I called,
whatever that means, that means, I don't know what that means.
Let him tell you why he called.
Okay, go ahead.
It means that I can feel in my soul that there is a higher power that talks to me. Now, the reason I called was, I still owe you a dinner yet, and you were going to and we're going to meet for dinner. Now, I just want to know whether if Trump goes to the Supreme Court and they overrule his convictions, then you're going to owe me one then.
No, there's no caveat. Gary, come on, man. I mean, we made the bet. He was convicted. Now, if it gets overturned, you know, something happens, that's after the fact. You want to make another bet, double or nothing? I'll do that as well.
No. I owe you, and I will take you out. Just give me a call, and we'll meet.
Well, all right, man.
God knows Dom never buys dinner, Gary.
Thanks for the call, Gary. Thanks for listening. I always appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Coming back with more of your calls on the other side.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Monday, happier, happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls and your text. Same number works, 844-967-2789. Get to the phone lines in a minute, Dom. But you know I like to check the text lines. I'm an equal opportunity communicator, messenger. Send messages to me. It's time to talk about Viagra. After all, impotence is God's will. We should respect that, according to a texter.
If God wants you to be impotent, that is God's will. Hell, if God wants you to have a heart attack, if God has gave you cholesterol, you know, if you got to pass a kidney stone, I mean, everything's God's will. So then we can do absolutely no medicine whatsoever because it's all God's will. I don't understand this philosophy.
Here's a more important message from the Chuckster in Racine. The Asiago cheddar cheese spread they make at Waiawiga Cheese Factory is the number one cheese spread. Great melting top any burger, even those turkey burgers. Gene from Waiawiga, I believe our earlier caller, apparently inspired some good cheese talk. And one more, Dom. This one, I think this one's kind of going out to you. I want to make sure I get it right. Lisa Joe. Dom is right. I look forward to the day our electeds are friggin' atheists and do good works just because they're good works, not because of some sky fairy. Because face it, the popular sky fairy ain't such a good guy. Lots of needless killing and maiming in the Bible. Well, if you're going to get all hung up on the Old Testament, vengeful MTG. God.
Thank you for that, Lisa Joe. MTG was in Nevada over the weekend saying, you know, let me tell you about why I'm voting for a felon, because I worship a felon. He was murdered on a cross by the Romans. You this continual comparison to Trump and Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Someone here, Andrew from Verona, texts in. Gary, sounds like you're hitting the devil's lettuce a little too hard. Feeling Jesus in your heart. I got that joy down in my heart. Well, Gary is a joyful man. He's got faith in Jesus Christ to lift up all his bad ideas
and
down.
That's great, man. Whatever. That's fine. I don't knock it, you know, just because I got my thing, you know, but I don't put your thing, your being whatever religion, whatever mythology you decide to worship at or sacrifice for. I put mine on equal plane as yours in the sense that I'm not going to force my non-belief onto you. Isn't that nice of me?
No, often yell louder about your non-belief than those of us that have
because
conviction and faith.
I don't get the respect, man. There's no respect. Oh, it's the freedom of religion. What about the freedom not to have to worry about and hear about your stupid religion? You think my atheism is stupid? What am I? You know, I'm not. I'm gonna burn in hell. Oh, is that love? Because if you believe what apparently some folks believe in the Christian religions and perhaps other religions, I don't think the Jews believe in hell. Doesn't matter to me. But if you think someone like me, because I have the attitude that I have, that I deserve eternal damnation, well, I'm sorry if I take a little umbrage with that.
Well, it's not your attitude so much as your actions.
Aren't they one and the same?
They're going to hold the conduct against you. I used to get bad conduct grades in school, Tom.
Well, so what? Okay, so then if I don't believe and I claim I believe, am I truly a believer? I'm going to get, if that's the case, then I'm going to be damned to hell anyway.
You can't lie to God.
Are you sure? Because apparently everyone thinks Trump, these Trumpsters, I mean, they literally say, God sent Trump. God sent Trump.
He's God's vessel.
And I got to
God's plan.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was wearing the Jim Jones sunglasses in Nevada, dude. I'm just saying. I'm not even kidding you. They were like the straight up Jim Jones sunglasses. It's very, and then you're going to say, hey, Trump, number one, I don't care about you. I don't care. I see your vote. I don't care. Oh, look at the press. They're going to criticize me for that. Yeah, dude. That's a terrible thing to say. At least it used to be, man. I don't know what the world is now, but the way I grew up, that's a terrible thing to say. And then say, oh, man, you know, you're right here, front row Joe. He comes to all these things. Man, if it were Biden, suicide, right? Wait, what? Are you telling a dude that he'd kill himself if you didn't win? What is going on with these people? And I was like, that's effed up, man. And I can't sit back and just like, well, that's totally normal thing for a politician to say who wants to be the most powerful man on the planet, arguably. You know what I'm saying? What? That's not okay, man. That's whack. And you got to call it out every single time.
See, I need to like read some Psalms off of the Wanker's Twitter feed to you, calm you down. Yeah. Let God's love, Jesus's love, creep into your heart, Tom.
What do you mean, Psalms?
844. I haven't done that in a while. Psalms wasn't the one I did it to. 844-967-2789. Oh. God also doesn't like when you're critical of me on the radio. Yeah. He told me last night in my prayers. Cam from Appleton. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Well, hey, guys. In the spare time that I had waiting to call in, I broke out the Ouija board, and Jerry, Jesus is saying that he'd like to reach to you about the extended warranty on his furnace. And it is on the blitz. Also, while waiting, my partner, she heard Dom ranting about something as per usual. And she said, sounds like you're on the phone with a crazy person. That's all I got.
I mean, crazy's relative, Cam. Thanks for the call, man.
I think you're most of the way there. I think you're checking boxes, I just got to say. 844.
Hey, I never take the test and I can't be found crazy.
844-967-2789. Man, woman. Camera, trampoline. our pal Mark from the SAC, welcome back, Mark. What do you got for
us? Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I'll point out to Gary that under Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, it points out that the treaties are part of the law of the United States. And under the Treaty of Tripoli, which John Adams signed, I think in 1797, he said that the United States is in no sense a Christian nation. Period. I mean, it is officially not, this is a secular country. We have freedom of religion in this country, we have freedom of speech in this country, because if we didn't have that, some of the faiths in this country would have been stepped out. One of the groups that welcomed the separation of church and state in as part of our settled law in this country were the Baptists. Were some of the Catholics. Were some of those the faiths that were persecuted in England, in Europe, and in the colonies in the earlier days. Let's remember that Christmas was not celebrated in New England. It was illegal to celebrate Christmas in New England until later into the 19th century. You know, that well after the turn into the 19th century. I mean, that it is just, you know, and the most important commandment that God gave according to the Bible, other than love God, is to treat your fellow man like he's a fellow human being, a fellow traveler on this earth. We're supposed to welcome the stranger, feed the hungry, clothe the hungry, take care of our prisoners. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing, taking care of one another. That's the most important thing to do, whether you're, no matter what faith you are part of, which is the core of most of the religions on this planet, including, you know, the Sikhs and the Buddhists and even the Muslims, I mean, and the Jews. I mean, that at the core of that, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And you know, we've been fighting for centuries, been fighting over the details. Look how Europe tore itself apart during the 30 Years' War, during the 17th century, between Catholics and Lutherans, happily slaughtering millions of fellow believers. I mean, we don't need that kind of thing in this country.
I got to stop you there, Mark. I'm still trying to remember Treaty of Tripoli, so, you know, I can steal it and use that in a future argument if necessary.
You know, you say anything for a trade deal, man. Thanks for the call, Mark. Always insightful, and you're right. And it's also, I was just in Ireland, right? So the Protestants and the Catholics, big problem there. Still, there's a wall going down the middle of
build
the city
that wall.
Of so this is still here. And I just think that the way around it all is just to just accept people's faith as their own individual right. And as long as that individual right of whatever faith you have does not punch me in the nose, I don't give a damn. And nor should you care where I think I came from before I was born and where I think I'm going when I'm dead. You don't know. Nobody knows. That's it. Let's just say that. No one knows. You don't know. You might think you know. You might believe you know. You don't know. So don't tell me you know. And then don't certainly
tell
me.
I'm going to have Rich play Highway to Hell for you, just so you know.
Don't tell me you know, and then start orchestrating and making laws based on your religion. Come on, that's not how it's supposed to be. What brings people together?
Beer.
For real. Beer, yes.
Campfires.
Campfires.
Meals.
Shared humanity.
Birth. Life. Death.
Right. The commonalities that we have. Why don't we split that up? You're going to talk about the finer points of fiction. Well, here's what happened before you were born. Here's what happens after you're dead. You don't know that. You don't know that. So how about we just, I did a lot of, I don't know, math in my day, you know, with the equations and all that. If you have a variable on both sides of the equation, you take it out, right? And you break the equation down to a smaller, meaningful, actual equation.
Are you doing logarithmic rap math on the radio, dude? I think you are really losing me in the audience, but continue if you must.
I'm just saying, if we all understand and look at it from that perspective, then we wouldn't give a damn if you want to, you know, worship and pray this time of day or go on a Sunday or not believe a damn thing at all or believe that Thor is God or Odin and his eagle are greatest. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. What matters? We get up in the morning, we breathe the same air, we bleed the same blood. You know, that's our reality. And you start going about all this science fiction, let's call it, or mythology, all those things separate us.
Okay. When you're done insulting those of faith, I would just point this out. As far as I'm concerned, if you think that's bad, think about letting one's personal ideology and politics in support of Donald Trump separate you from your neighbor and your common man. Because I can understand, maybe I'm different than you, Dom. I believe in something. I believe in people of faith. I can understand those that have faith in their heart and are driven by faith. But that's a little different than joining the cult of personality that is the support of Donald Trump, because he is not your messiah.
Do you consider an atheist to have faith?
No, by definition, you do not.
No, the faith is that we know that there's no God. That's our faith. And do you hold the atheist up in the same manner that you say all these people of faith that you're insulting? You don't. By your very nature, by the way you condescendingly talk about it to me, you don't hold it up to the same level as
I've
all the
other
I've
been letting
things.
You rant for going on 15 minutes, man. Don't say the way I talk to you. I've been taking your crap for 15 minutes.
You just said you do not hold atheism up to the same level of any other faith. Why is that?
Because you effectively believe in no faith, and that might be a conviction, but that's different than being faith. That's different than believing in something more than oneself. You don't believe in something more than oneself. You believe in self. I'm telling you, people of faith believe there is something greater than that.
Do you believe in self?
Well, myself, sure. I'm super cool. Yes, I believe we can have personal identity, but I think there can be a power greater than personal identity, and it takes an act of faith. You must believe that, and it cannot be...
And that you should make laws and force that upon other people?
Well, you know, I don't believe in such a way, Dom. But I just don't, you know, see the value in relitigating.
When we talk about abortion, we talk about Republicans doing these things that insane, you know, prisoner would be with the merging of the cells. These are faith-based arguments, man. You can't deny it. And how do you talk about them in a scientific way and not bring up, well, why do people think that way? Because they think there's a soul, because there's a faith base behind it. That's the reason. Can you give me any other reason why a Christian would have a problem with abortion if not for the Christian faith?
Control of women. That's a whole different thing.
Isn't it the same thing?
Come back with us. Jesus is just all right with me. Dom, a little less so. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Radio show. Phone lines are open for the last segment of the day. 844-967-2789.
A texter says, Jim from Fond du Lac, God wants to know the secret word. The secret word is stadium.
Stadium. Stadium.
That's God's secret word for you. Some love for Cam. Thanks, Tom. Some love for Mark. Such a great caller. Mark is so knowledgeable. Yeah, I hate when he outshines the host here occasionally. Here's one from Lynn from Oconomowoc. Hey, Crudy. Baptized Catholic by my mom as a baby. Baptized Baptist as a preteen. She's doubly baptized and still following the devil's advocates. She's like, that's like having the rust proofing on your car. Thank you, Lynn. Secularist. You know, a more worshipful man would know how to say secularist.
Lynn, worshipful
secularist. I don't know. She's from Oconomowoc. I know how to say that.
Faithful with your worshipfulness.
When the Trumpsters start comparing Captain Bone Spurs to John Lennon, then we're in trouble. They flashed up an image of John Lennon at the Trump rally the other day.
I mean, come on, man.
Here's a texter on the WISS. It's okay, Dom. There are a lot of really stupid people out there. It's just good that we aren't part of their cult. Let them have their twisted disinformation illusions. As long as we have love, that's the only message. When did Dom display particular case of love?
Oh, man, I'm all about the love. You know, I love the love. But I also am not fond of, you know, people telling me what to do based on some mythological thing they were told, you know, when they were six. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Gene from North Carolina text in, I agree with Dom on everything. Amen. Worry about yourself.
Right on, sister. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a little bit worried about you, Gene. 844-967-2789. Once again, it's a phone line. It's a text line. Trash texting Jeff from Sherwood. Rant, Dom's correct. I have no faith in anything. Well, that was evident, Jeff. I knew that before you wrote it.
And I'm not a nihilist. I mean, that's just exhausting.
Faith is a belief in things unseen. That's it. You can have faith in a lot of things outside of religion. I have great faith that Dom's probably got tequila in that cup. Anything more? Jesus Built My Hot Rod, song by Ministry. I've never heard that one.
Yeah. I think it was out when we were in college. It's not bad.
I would ask, why is Dom so strong in his conviction? He kind of sounds like Chris Farley. crazy white ring ultra religious of the atheist. Yeah. How are you? So sure that you are right. What if you were wrong?
Right. I get that. And my answer to that would be, well, I don't believe it anyway. So why would I possibly lie to myself and lie to you and lie to whatever being is out there? And if I'm to be judged and cast for my lack of faith, then so be it. I'll take that. In the meantime, I don't want the Scientologists or the Christians or the Muslims or the Hindus or the Thors or the Odins or the Roman gods or the Greek gods and everybody else that came and everything that'll come afterwards to dictate how Dominic should live his life, man. It's that simple. It's literally that. If you believe and accept your faith as a personal faith, then how can you possibly expect everyone to believe the same thing that you do? And if that's the case, come on. I mean, the Bible is, I don't believe the Bible's written by men, right? There's lots of contradictions. You know, everyone's all upset about the man laying with the man, but they're fine with the all-you-can-eat shrimp at the Red Lobster. I mean, there's contradictions.
Not anymore. Red Lobster went bankrupt. Robert from McFarland, sorry to interrupt, Dom. I know you're ranting today.
You know how it goes.
I got your Big Lebowski line.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Thank you, brother.
Another texter on the WISS, that's Oshkosh Air Support. Crudy, it's called collective consciousness. God is made up of all our souls. There's no white-haired dude waiting for you.
No? Santa?
I prefer an 8-ounce, 8-pound, 12-ounce baby Jesus.
844-967-2789. Let's go, Paul. We'll sneak you in here, man. Welcome, Paul. Happy days.
Hey, Paul.
I'm going to do some spotted cow tonight, but that's another story. Hey, you just got back from Europe, correct, Dom? I mean, you went to Italy,
yes.
Rome.
Mm-hmm,
okay, so
mm-hmm.
when you went over there, didn't some of that reinforce your beliefs? Because I've had friends that went over there, and they've come back and went, wow, man, I don't know if I believe or not anymore. So I just wanted to get your take on that after you've seen all the history in Europe.
Did you get roughed up at the Vatican, Dom? What's happened to your friends, Paulie, that they've lost faith in Europe? I mean, the red light district in Amsterdam's not what it used to be? What are you talking about, Paul?
Well, I'm just talking about all the history. They went to the Vatican and all that stuff, and they started looking at this whole thing, and I go, I mean, the world is, what their takeaway was, it's, we're older than 5,000 years, and it's like, okay, you know.
You take that back. Jesus rode a dinosaur, Paul. Every faithful man knows that.
The velociraptors, and they were bigger than turkey.
Super quick.
Quickly, Dom, did that reinforce your belief, seeing all that history?
No, not at all. You know, I actually struggled, Paul, because, of course, the architecture and the beauty and the art and all that is absolutely fantastic. I was a little hesitant, but we eventually did go to the Vatican and do all the things. No,
Bill Press.
It reinforced the fact that this is
swam in the Roman thing. Fountains naked.
Yeah.
That reinforced a lot of people's faith in God. Thank you, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Thank you, Rich, for helping us out on this fine production. I have faith that this was the greatest radio show ever. If you don't believe me, I will fight you.